morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. What the wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor news. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Nothing but Larry, the morning madhouse. Shortest blood for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 97 with about a 40% chance of rain and showers throughout today. Rain chances increase heavily in the next hour, so be on the lookout for that as we move throughout the morning. Early morning rain, then it's going to taper off, and then, you know, the rain chances come back later on this afternoon for those pop-up showers. We're in the 90s all weekend long. 91 on tomorrow, 90 on Sunday, and then back to the 80s on next week. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all, except for Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What's up with?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. Also in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all, except for the comedian. Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Hey, sir.
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
No, sir.
Good morning.
Everybody on the south side.
Good morning.
Now, last night, or yesterday afternoon, Governor Roy Cooper did his update, and they kind of updated the mask mandate. Didn't really put into place a mask mandate for North Carolina. However, he said that he does want to follow the CDC guidelines and that state employees will be required to verify their vaccination status, and those who are unvaccinated will be required to get tested weekly.
Mm.
And he said, as we move into back to school time, he's encouraging all school districts to require all student staff and employees to wear masks in school. So no strict mask mandate as of yet, but a lot of people feel like it's coming down real soon. So that's where we at with it. Did y'all see the update yesterday?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see the update, but I'm glad that he made it. My daughter asked me about it last night.
Mm-hmm.
With them headed back to school, she mentioned that, she said, it's too many people. I don't want to go. Not everybody's going to have a mask.
Right.
I don't want to go back.
Well, they'll probably give them out. You know, if they do require, they'll probably give them out at school. Like, they'll probably have them when you get there. Any of your kids vaccinated?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, and they're also talking about moving towards that as well as they continue to study, you know, the vaccination in kids. But right now, that's what the Governor Cooper said yesterday. So that's where we at with it. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. An old sea captain once asked a naval student how he'd handle a sudden storm. "I throw out an anchor," he replied. "But what if another storm approached?" asked the captain. "Then I'd throw out another anchor," he said. "And what if storms keep coming?" the old man said. "Then I keep throwing out anchors," said the student. "Hold on, son," said the captain. "Where are you getting all these anchors?" "From the same place you keep getting all your storms," he replied. When you're in the thick of things, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the storms that's raging inside you and start listening to the what ifs. What if the check doesn't come on time? What if your spouse walks out? What if the test results are bad? The list is endless. However, I want you to know today that God is utterly trustworthy. The Bible says, "Faithful is he who calls you." No matter how fierce your storm is, keep trusting God, and he will bring you through today. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know
Power 98.
All right, it's time for that madhouse question of the day, boy. 74 degrees. Today's high is going to be right in the 90s.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
All right, your madhouse question of the day today, we're asking you, what commercial or company has the best jingle?
I'm going with O'Reilly's, man. I'm going with O'Reilly's. You know what I mean? I think O'Reilly's got one of the best jingles and most memorable jingles out there.
That's a good one.
I would sing it, but I can't.
O'Reilly's.
Yeah.
Auto parts.
There you go.
Ow!
I knew you was going to sing it. That's why I said I wasn't going to sing.
Oh, this one is really, really tough for me because there's so many that I like. But I really, really like the jingles that also provide you with information. So I'm going with the Burger King. Not the Burger King. The Big Mac jingle from McDonald's. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun. I really like that little jingle. So I'm going with that one.
It is quite a few out there.
Oh, it's like so many.
We are bombers. Dun, 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 dun. What's that? State Farmers Insurance? Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot.
There was another. You were singing Folgers yesterday, wasn't you?
Yeah,
that's the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
All right, Madhouse Nation. Call and sing us the jingle this morning, man. Call and sing us the jingle this morning of your favorite of your favorite commercial. Go ahead. How do we get in on this, Miss Jessica?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8788.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Get ready, gamers. The War of Wakanda update will be the biggest since the release last September. You're going to be able to play with any of the characters, including Black Panther. The update will also offer some new villains and more enemies. Gamers can play Marvel's Avenger for free until August 1st on PlayStation 4, PS5, and on their PCs. There's also a 40% discount available this weekend if you choose to purchase the game. So for any gamers that are out there, be on the lookout for that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, boy. Brand new silk sounding right there. It's that skate, boy. That's that big thing. It's that feel good music, man. Yeah, just make you feel good. Do something to your body. On the way to your radio, man, we got your madhouse classic throwback as well as what's popping for the weekend.
Came with the gang. Came with the gang.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. Power 98.
It's time to find out what's popping for the weekend in the city.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's 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 the weekend.
Don't forget to join us at Lituations. It's going down tonight. Ladies, you are free. Before midnight with heels on, it's going down 3133 East Independence Boulevard. Vanetta gonna be out there. DJ Butterfinger's gonna be out there. For VIP tables, call or text 984-355-0603. We lit every Friday at Lituation.
And that's what I was gonna kick your weekend off with, but check out Vanetta, DJ Butterfinger's tonight, but they lit the night at Lituation's. Also, check out some great basketball this weekend. You know it goes down Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at the Queen City Pro-Am, which is located at 610 East, what is that? East 6th Street? At the Carol Hefner Center, a.k.a. Curry Court. Games start at 4 o'clock on Saturdays. Absolutely free. Bring the whole family, man. Bring the kids. You never know who's going to be in the building for that one right there. And I'll be in Albemarle. I'll be in Albemarle tomorrow. And then, that's all I got for the weekend. What you got, Jessica?
Lots of new music for you all to check out over the weekend. Of course, you heard it here first. We got it on for you early. New music from Silk Sonic, a.k.a. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. It is called Skate. That's their new single, just dropped. Jacquees also dropped a new single featuring Future. It's called Not Just Anybody. You can check that out. Young Dolph dropped an album. It's called Paper Route Illuminati. You all can check that one out. And the Carolina's own Tusi just dropped Thank You for Believing the Manifestation.
All right. Y'all know I'm talking about movies, TV shows, things like that that's coming out. Jungle Cruise with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That drops tonight. And that movie, The Green Knight, is getting a lot of publicity out there. That movie drops today. It dropped today with Jungle Cruise and on Netflix, Resort to Love with Christina Milian, Jay Farrow, and Lance Gross. That movie dropped today on Netflix, so y'all make sure y'all go check that out.
And parents, don't forget this weekend it goes into effect. Shout out to my man Marvin, who is head of the security at Concord Meals, and thanks for to Vangetta for the reminder. Today it goes into effect at Concord Meals that all visitors under 18 must be accompanied at all times by a parent or adult age 21 or older after 3 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. It goes into effect today. So if you try to take your kids to Concord Meals and drop them off, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen after 3 p.m. today and tomorrow. And they said, yes, they are sending kids home, and they are locking up parents. So just a little friendly reminder, okay? Appreciate that.
Wake up in the morning feeling
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 9.
Time to let y'all shine, man. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine. Big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine? Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, Jessica. So this morning, I got to let my mama shine. Mama, I've been calling you the past 2 days. Pick up your phone.
Oh, okay.
My parents too when they don't answer.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. I'm gonna let the CES workers shine. I'm gonna let my homeboy Chris Bryce shine. And you know I gotta let the morning madhouse shine.
Thank you very much.
Talk about it, that boy.
Good morning. Who you wanna let shine this morning?
Hey, this morning I wanna let the one and only In Cobb shine this morning.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let Trio shine. Huh?
What song you want to hear today?
I'm gonna hear Cardi B up in the Larry.
Yeah, he said he wanted to hear Cardi B up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ahmad, what you gonna do this weekend?
Wanna.
Oh, never mind. You was talking.
Jessica, please.
I didn't hear that one.
He said he wanted to speak to you.
Jessica.
Yes, Ahmad. Good morning.
It'll be on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You got some big plans this weekend?
Yes, ma'am.
He said yes, ma'am.
What you gonna do?
I wanna see a show. We can get back. Guess what, Jessica? Guess what?
What?
Jessica. Jessica. Can I get back for a minute?
I missed it. I couldn't hear it.
You gotta shine, Jessica.
What did he say?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I missed that one too. I don't know.
Oh, Larry, you normally do.
I know. I can usually interpret what he said. I didn't get it that time, though. I missed that one. Can I say bye to him? Yeah, tell him bye.
Okay. Ahmad. Peace. I would like to shine the light on my uncle who is celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Uncle Harold. I love you.
Shine.
I'm gonna let.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let it shine.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News. Crazy rumor about Lizzo that's going around. I'm going to let you know what the rumor is and what she has to say about it. Lamar Odom is headed back to the boxing ring. I'm going to let you know who he's going up against. And Drake and LeBron James are going to do a documentary. What's the documentary about?
Documentary is going to be on AAU basketball.
Okay.
And doing a documentary about running through the six with their woes.
All right. Find out. I can tell you right now, Burpee's not right.
I'm close.
It's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
What the hell is going on? What's going on here? What the hell is going on? What's going on here?
What's going on, y'all? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, July 30th. Now, okay, before I do this, Burpee, I need you to control yourself, okay? All right, just control yourself. There's this crazy rumor circulating on the internet that Lizzo allegedly killed a fan after she did a stage dive. Larry, pull it together over there, okay? I know you didn't say anything. It's body language, though. Now, she said in response to...
I love Lizzo, too.
Now, she said in response to this rumor, y'all really gonna put my name on this? Stop the cap. She continued to say, I've seen a lot of annoying things about me on the internet, but the thing that bothers me the most is this rumor that I stage dive at a concert and kill somebody. It's a lie, first of all. I have never stage dive in my life. Like, how? And kill somebody?
It's almost like it was a meme like they put together. That's what it sounds like. I haven't seen it, but it seems like somebody put together a meme and it was, I don't know. But
she also goes on to say, listen, I know I'm big, but not that big. So leave my name out of it. Okay. Drake and LeBron James are Larry.
I'm laughing at Burpee over there grunting. Nope. Burpee, you went over there grunting.
I didn't do nothing.
You went over there grunting.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. Let me do the story about LeBron James and Drake. Okay. LeBron James and Drake are teaming up for something special. They're going to executive produce a documentary called Black Ice. It explores the world of black hockey players and their experience with discrimination. No word on a release date just yet.
That's close.
Not at all.
Canada?
Not at all. Lamar Odom is taking on another boxing match. This one is going to be against, what's his name, Burpee? Say his name. Riddick Bowe. Uh-huh. Contracts have already been signed. If you are not familiar with Bowe, he is a former heavyweight champ. So this one is going to be more challenging than his other boxing match against Aaron Carter. Bowe has not boxed, though, since 2008. This fight is scheduled for October 2nd in Miami. NeNe Leakes hopped on social media to share some good news. Her husband Greg is back home. Last month, NeNe revealed that Greg's colon cancer had returned after being in remission for 2 years. He spent about 6 weeks in the hospital, but is doing a little bit better now. McDonald's is getting ready to launch another celebrity meal. This time, they are teaming up with Sweetie. The rapper's meal consists of a Big Mac, four-piece nugget, medium fry, medium Sprite, tangy barbecue sauce, and Sweetie and sour sauce. Her McDonald's meal will drop in August. Happy birthday to Terry Crews and Vivica Fox. Why, y'all? What is wrong with y'all?
I am over today.
The news that we are getting today.
Why she can't get a McDonald's meal?
EDM's out.
Power 98. Thank you guys so much. Larry in the morning
madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG. Find out why Larry's mad. Only on Power 98.
And of course, you know it's a Friday inside the madhouse. Burpee been back in the lab.
Yes, sir. You know, I had to get back in the studio because we took a little break.
No, we didn't take a break.
Timbo
Radio.
I don't need no more features then since I
don't want to be known song anyway.
Larry, shut up. I'm the Timbo of Radio.
That was Timberland. I guess he was getting fat.
And dropped another song off for y'all, man. And this one is specifically for our community. Go ahead and drop this new one on them, Larry. Y'all don't want to get this vaccine, but y'all want to go party, you want to go in the club, you want to go eat, you want to be out in public, but don't want to wear no mask. Y'all need to get this vaccine. I don't want to catch the VID, nope. I don't want to go back to quarantine, I'm sick of seeing people standing 6 feet, yeah. COVID protocols and mask policies, get that vaccine, nope. Get that vaccine, woo. Get that vaccine, yeah. Get that vaccine, okay. Get that vaccine, yeah. Get that vaccine, what? Get that vaccine, okay. Get that vaccine, I just want to get back to normalcy. Giving people hugs and kids playing in the streets. Yeah. I done bought these new teeth, I wanna flaunt. And beer is the only corona that I want.
We getting drunk.
Wash your hands or it will catch you slipping. Isolated by yourself 10 days, you'll be sitting.
Sit down.
If you can't smell or you can't taste, you better not bring your sick ass in this place. I don't want the corona. By myself, I'm a loner. Pandemic made me a stoner. Blowing okay. Police like a clover. Them boys ain't working the corner. Trying to get the dough like Homer. I'm on my grind like a roller. And do I keep pushing like Mona. Okay. I got a mask.
Got a mask.
So many masks.
So many masks.
I cannot breathe. I cannot focus on my task.
I can't focus.
I got a mask.
Got a mask.
So many masks.
So many masks.
I cannot breathe. I cannot focus on my task. I don't wanna catch that VID, no. I don't wanna go back to quarantine.
I ain't going.
I'm sick of seeing people standing 6 feet. COVID protocols and mask policies. Get that vaccine,
yeah.
Get that vaccine,
yeah.
Get that vaccine,
yeah.
Get that vaccine,
yeah.
Get that vaccine,
okay.
Get that vaccine.
What we doing?
Get that vaccine.
Get that pill.
Get that vaccine.
We getting stuff.
I got a mask. So many masks. I cannot breathe, I cannot focus on my task.
Moderna, Pfizer, gang gang, pick one. Yeah, we don't rock with Johnson & Johnson. Y'all keep your ass in the house.
Oh,
yeah, I don't do Johnson.
That's how you're going to do?
Yeah, they've been paused too many times.
Oh, okay.
Pause and then resume. I ain't going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Pfizer gang, PF, what up?
That's how y'all gonna do Johnson. Y'all done use Johnson & Johnson baby oil and baby powder.
Strictly powder.
For 52 years, and now y'all ain't gonna do Johnson & Johnson.
Strictly powder.
Okay. Y'all know what time it is inside of me.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Log on to pod98fm.com and go ahead, man. Go ahead and win you some prizes, lots of prizes, courtesy of Chillwine. And make sure you use the bonus code CLT Radio. That's right, CLT Radio. All right, today, Larry is mad. I keep seeing these different types of videos of ladies doing something to dudes. Like, I seen one lady bust out a dude windows. A couple of months ago, a minute ago, I seen a lady blow up a dude car. I seen a lady snatch a boy whole door off. And I ain't talking about the door of his car. I'm talking about the door of the house. She snatched the whole door off. Now, the latest video has dropped that is circulating around social media world. This girl has threw out all this boy clothes. They're in the middle of the street. And she is trying to run him over with her car. I'm talking about middle of the street, broad daylight. She is trying to wreck her brand new car. Well, she did wreck her brand new car. She was trying to hit him with her brand new car. She ended up wrecking the car, not once, not twice, but three times. Hey, listen, fellas, I don't know what y'all out here doing to these women, but whatever y'all doing, Whatever it is y'all doing to cause this type of behavior, y'all need to stop it. And in this particular video, this dude keeps agitating the situation. Like, he's standing in the street. She tried to hit him. She missed. Boom. She hit the wall. He goes in front of the car. He out there dancing like he Michael Jackson or somebody. And talking to her and jumping around the car. And then she tried to hit him again and he ran off again. Stop agitating the situation, bro. Just go on and leave it alone. Go. You see she crazy. The same way the woman blew up the dude car, she was crazy. The same way the woman snatched the dough off that man's house, she was crazy. This woman is crazy. Leave her alone, bro. Stop agitating crazy people. Leave her alone. It's more fish in the sea. It's more dirt on the ground. Stop messing with these crazy women. Let them be crazy somewhere else. Don't agitate crazy. Stop it, bro. Stop entertaining these crazy women. And ladies, stop letting these dudes get y'all riled up like this. This is too much. It's too much. Ugh. Hit the hashtag, man, and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. Ooh.
No limit, Larry.
All right, man, and you know it's a Friday inside the Madhouse, and on Friday.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. My ass up like a Glock 9. Like a Glock 9. If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day. They shooting. Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom. Shots fired. All right, let's get straight into it. This ain't gonna take long. Ruby Rose. Did you see what she tweeted?
No, what did Ruby tweet?
Ruby Rose tweeted, if I see one of my friend's boyfriends out with another girl, uh-oh, I'm snitching. IDGAF. Okay, Ruby. All right, we get it. You're going to snitch. You in that culture. But that comes from a hurt place. It comes from somewhere where she's just not, something has happened to her. It's like that can of green beans that you buy in the grocery store, but you don't realize it's dented till you get home. You can't use it. She is damaged goods. And now she's trying to put that out on everybody else. Last shot's fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Ruby Rose, you better sit your fine ass down. But when you come back, just wear that little skirt thing that you wore at the block party.
She like 12.
Huh? She what?
Nothing.
She not that young. Yeah,
what'd you say?
She's 12. If she's like in her 20s, she's good. It works for me. The Packers GM. Whatever his name is.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
You just gonna let the reigning MVP walk out the door. You just gonna let Aaron Rodgers walk out of the door. But I'm gonna flip it. Aaron Rodgers in that press conference yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, Larry, but
I did.
It seemed like he was dry snitching a little bit.
He was. He wasn't even dry snitching.
He went down the list. He was like, yeah, Randall Cobb, Jordan Nelson, John Kuhn, all these other guys. That's pretty much who was out there selling the coke in the back, and everybody else who wants something, they came and got a fifth or eighth or all that. Aaron Rodgers, you can't do that to the people that's signing your check, because they can literally tell you to kick rocks right now. They brought you back because you're the MVP, because you won them a Super Bowl, and I don't like your haircut right now. Last shot's fired.
Wow. They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
He's a great player, but you can't be a snitch like that. You walk in the building with rainbow thong flip-flops. You can't do that. I don't like thong flip-flops on men. I don't like seeing man toes. Man toes are never acceptable. Sorry, Teddy Ray. I know
I'm
you
about
came
to say that.
I know you came.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
It's gonna
be a good Friday.
Oh, here we go.
It's gonna be a good Friday.
Get the dump button ready.
Get out. Get out of there,
Larry.
Get out.
Come back with stuff. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, Brittany Daniel is back in her role as Kelly Pitts for the reboot of the series, The Game. She's going to be appearing in a guest role along with Pooch Hall, who is also coming back as Derwin Davis. Of course, Malik and Tasha will also be returning. The reboot is set for Paramount Plus. No word on a premiere date yet. I didn't even know that The Game was getting a reboot.
I know they talked about it.
This one slipped past me.
Yeah, they talked about it about a year and a half ago, so it's dope that it's coming back finally. Yeah, I'm going to check it out, though. That's one of my shows.
Not going to hit the same.
Y'all think it's going to hit the same?
No.
I ain't like the way it ended.
I think the last season, I don't think they went out on a strong note for people to be like, yes, I'm excited that they're coming back.
I think, I think folks still like it, though. I think it'll have a chance.
I think it will hit because it's not coming back to TV. It's going well, streaming network. Stream. Yeah. Right. It's going streaming.
Yeah. And they binge watch it.
Yeah. I don't know.
TT was the funniest character on that whole show.
Oh, yeah. Look, TT was hilarious.
If he come back, bring TT back.
Tamara, Tia, is she coming back?
Her name is not listed as one of the people that's coming back. I haven't seen.
Oh, well, that's
I would not be surprised if she doesn't come back. But remember, it would turn into Blue and Lauren London. Yeah, it turned into their storyline.
Right, right.
You know, we'll see. I think that they're going to have a new football couple.
It lost me after like season 3.
Of course.
Yeah, towards the end, when they made the move to BET.
Is when it was.
It was funnier on UPN. I ain't gonna
I'm the Just Get a Girl Next Door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
Oh,
I wanna know what it is. Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
So those voices you hear in the building that you heard jump on our segment. Go ahead, Burpee, introduce your crew.
We've got the guys from the Young Black and Funny Comedy Tour. My homies, my partners. We got Lena Oots in the building.
Comedy Jam Tour. Young Black and Funny Comedy Jam Tour. What's going on, you guys? Charlotte, what's going on? It's good to see y'all. Hear y'all again. What's going on? Young Black and Funny Comedy Jam Tour. Got my friends with me.
Go ahead and take over, Lena.
Jam and Jelly.
Shout out to my boy Vincent Bryant in here, a.k.a. Lil' Knee.
What's up with it? How y'all doing?
Oh, that's
what's
the one with the hurt knee over
straight
there?
Straight out of St. Louis. Hurt knee.
Oh, you from the Lou?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's up, man? What happened to your knee, though?
Hooping at 30, that's what happened.
Oh, yeah, you hoop for real?
Not no more.
I pulled my hamstring this week at hooping, as a matter of fact. Hey, that's why I'm limping around.
Time to give it up.
They've been saying that for the last 10 years. I'm still
like
that.
My knee said, you are 30. Stop. I heard it. I was like, yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying?
You done? You done after this?
It was like a seashell. You know how you put up to your ear? Oh, my knee to my face. Like, you 30. Stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
So you done?
Yeah, I'm that's it.
And you ain't going back?
No, I go watch. I probably don't even watch. You be like, ooh, nah, I'm cool. I'm not sure. I ain't got no insurance, so if any doctor's listening, my insurance kicking.
Where you get that whole crutches and everything?
They gave me. They was like, all right.
He got crutches and everything.
Yeah, they gave me crutches and a brace, and they was like, all right.
They ain't even put it on for
you. Nah, they ain't even signed them. They was like, man, I know you ain't gonna pay this.
So you from the Lou, you know Nelly?
Nah, I wish I did. I remember we used to lie and say he was our cousin.
Nelly,
it's a new cat out of St. Louis. Smino is the new cousin.
Okay, Smino, that's what's up.
Nelly?
Yeah, from there.
And before I forget, I could never forget, shout out to my West Coast partner. You done seen them all day. You done seen them everywhere. Teddy Ray in the building.
What up, Teddy Ray?
How y'all doing?
Now, so do you really got thong flip-flops on?
I don't got thong. Nothing's between my toes.
Oh, okay.
Just let me put that out there.
Just okay. Dirt.
I'm a grown man. I have on slides with no socks.
Okay, slides with no socks is cool.
Because I take care of my feet.
But Burpee said you had on thong flip-flops.
No, I didn't. I said Aaron Rodgers had on thong flip-flops.
But then you looked at him and said Teddy Ray like he had on thong
flip-flops. Because his toes was out.
Educate me. But I've heard this. I just want to clarify since I'm in a room full of guys. Men, thong flip-flops are no.
No, hell no.
Black man.
Unless you're a black man.
Yeah.
White
you went
thong flip
flops on vacation. Yeah, I'm going to the beach.
I'm
thonging
it out.
Nah.
Okay.
Thong.
slides and Crocs only, bro.
So, okay, no. Hold on. No. Slides have to be worn with socks, or they can be worn without socks.
You can worn without socks.
I mean, if your feet just look that terrible.
Yeah.
I prefer socks. You remember when you was a kid, you used to spill juice in your sandal?
Yeah.
I don't want to step in that.
I don't want to step in that all day. Step in the name of Kool-Aid? No, I'm cool. I don't want to do that.
You say your feet going to be swashy, swishy-swashy?
Yeah, I don't like that.
And sticky.
Big bro, you from L.A.?
Yes, sir.
All right, so y'all, you happy Russell Westbrook is coming out there?
Yeah, but he's such a gangster. I just want him to calm down because he's going to be all at the game, throwing the hood up, making sure his mama at the seat that he wanted to be at. Like, it's just going to be a lot of... It's going to be a lot of just hood stuff. You're just not going to be ready for it.
He's sitting up dribbling on court. Nah, tell him move then.
So, L.A., LeBron, you got LeBron, AD, Russell Westbrook, and they're still trying to get your boy Hill out there as well.
Oh, Grant Hill?
No, Buddy Hill.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, Grant. Hell, I didn't watch
basketball since the 90s.
Grant Hill coming to the Lakers? He coming back?
So he done with Tamia. He's back on the Lakers.
What you think? Y'all think y'all going back to the ship this year with this team?
Bro, I say the Lakers going to the chip every year.
No, you're like a Dallas fan.
No, but better. We got more chips. But better, though. We really be winning. Cowboys, y'all ain't won a ring since what? The 90s?
I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole team had a flat top last time Dallas won.
And cocaine. None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know who it is. Megan Thee Stallion, the baby right there with that cry baby. 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Who we got in the building, bro?
We got the Young, Black, and Funny Comedy Jam Tour. We got Vincent Bryant, Lena Oots, Teddy Ray, man. Everybody in the building. These are all my homies. I've seen all of them, man. And they're all hilarious. First of all, if y'all don't know, go follow all of them on all social media. And go check out the shows this weekend. Y'all, how many shows y'all got left?
We got 5 shows. Shout out to Monster Energy Drink for, sponsoring the tour. Shout out to them, Outbreak. We got 5 shows left at the Comedy Zone. 2 tonight. 7 to 9:45, 2 tomorrow, which is Saturday, 7 to 9:45, and 1 on Sunday at 7. The tickets, they're going. So you might want to go ahead and call and get you a number,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ticket or go to the website, which is cltcomedyzone.com. You coming out, Jessica?
Unfortunately, I won't be here.
You always got a different excuse every time. Why you ain't come last night? Why you ain't come last night?
I didn't know that y'all were here last night.
Nah, you ain't know. We've been radio station. We got ads running on the station. How you didn't know? How you didn't know? It's all good. Don't worry about it.
These are all facts. You frying up right now.
Nah.
Yeah, you frying up.
I'm in your city and you ain't coming to my show, but you don't like how I treat you. Okay, I get it.
Leonard, you put this particular show together yourself or no?
I put it together, but you know, definitely with some help from my team. Some people named Vincent, you know, with a couple ideas that, you know, kept be like, bro, you should do this, you should do it. And then we were able to come together and put it together. So, you know.
I was just going to ask you what made you choose these two guys to be on the show with you.
I don't like the halfway credit you just gave
me. You gave you halfway fault. Credit. Yeah,
that was halfway credit?
It was all your idea, man.
Yeah, the nigga was, he was smacking his lip.
Nah, I wasn't smacking my lip. I wanted to make sure I gave you the respect that you deserve
without
putting you under an umbrella.
I appreciate you, Kate.
You feel me? I had my team that I was talking about it with, but you came through and was like, this is what you should do. This is how we should do it. You know what I mean?
I ain't heard all that.
He said, I'm going to give him halfway credit, little.
That's crazy. You know what I mean? Black man, king.
Oh, you said king. That make it better.
Yeah, king. You know, that's how you know somebody don't want to argue. You got it, king. King. You got it, black man.
Oh, that make it better. That make it all right.
Somebody called you a peasant after you said king. Yeah, I know, peasant. Oh,
I'm going to start biting. Nah, but, I put this lineup together because, shoot, I feel like, you know, the industry has a way of making it feel like it's us versus each other.
Right.
And they'll come in here and, okay, Teddy Ray, it's your turn. Come on.
Right.
Then they'll come in and 6 years later, but, oh, Vince, it's your turn. Right. Where it's like, why don't we all just, we're who they want. Let's just get together and make it happen on our own.
That's
You know, we've been blessed to sell out shows in Cleveland. We done sold out a couple in Virginia Beach. Hopefully, you know, I think Charlotte gonna come and help us sell out a couple.
Nah, Charlotte coming up.
Last night was crazy. Last night, they were like, for a Thursday, they were like, we ain't had it like this in a minute. I was like, well, you know, that's what happened when, you know, Jessica don't come to the shows. Everybody else come. Right. When they find out she not coming, everybody's excited. It's gonna be good energy.
So,
we can't have that good flaky energy in our corner.
Shout out to the Comedy Zone. I appreciate y'all. I really appreciate all the clubs we playing too. They took a chance on this tour and giving us an opportunity. So shout out to the Comedy Zones. Definitely appreciate y'all over there. Shout out to Power.
You don't know the name.
He 98. Right, I was about to say. Wow. I was about to say 99.
Oh no! Now I'm offended.
Man, this ain't in your station. This is Burpee Station. First and foremost, I can't wait to see Burpee.
What about? No more comments. All right, y'all go to that little funk ass comedy show tonight or this weekend. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse is that brand new Silk Sonic Skate right there. 8:43, 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock. We got them in the building. Lena Oops, Teddy Ray, Vincent in the building. Got a comedy show tonight, 7:30 and 9, going down. 7:30, 9:45, Leonard.
7 and 9:45.
7 and 9:45 tonight. The comedy's on tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Y'all going
Sunday? Sunday, 1 club show at 7.
7, okay, there it is. So, y'all make sure y'all catch them this weekend. You can also call the Comedy Zone, get your tickets right now. Go check out these black men, man, doing their thing.
Shout out to Just Niche.
We got a
very funny female. Yes, sir.
Why y'all didn't break up here?
I forgot to tell her we had radio.
You a bad host, yo.
I forgot. At
7 in the morning, like, you about up? Can you meet us now?
We in the lobby.
What time? Well, we leaving now. No, I can't. Sorry, Niche. I love you to death. I forgot,
dang,
though.
Dang, bro.
Niche is
come
hilarious.
On, man.
Niche. She from Chicago.
You got to manage your time management skills better, sir.
Hey, bro.
You got on your head, winner.
Yeah.
Look at this. Yeah, like, get your responsibilities together, man. The word is responsibilities.
Wow. Yeah. You got hella kids, you,
I do. How you know?
I can tell.
It's the way he said it.
Yeah, you just be around the house directing all your kids. The word of the day.
Go right. Go
responsibility.
Go write it 155 times.
And accountability.
155.
Them fathers, boys.
And my line said you forgot to tell her because you forgot what radio station you was going to.
Ooh.
Yeah. I told you they own you today, Lil.
They own you.
They own you. You got to
make. I ain't going to do my boy you like know that,
what? Man. You owe us breakfast the next time you come.
I brought y'all breakfast almost every time I came up. I don't owe y'all nothing.
What happened today?
Yeah, huh? What happened today?
You didn't bring no breakfast today.
So? Who side you on, Teddy?
You, they all.
You don't even know these people.
I'm on the side of my stuff.
In the morning, Philly.
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You waking up.
On Power 98.
Mr. Jenkins.
Now from the top, this is WPEG.
I already know.
Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Yeah, that's it.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop.
Every kind of person.
You don't need no other.
Damn, you hit the spot.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Morning Madhouse.
Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, man, we about to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? We gonna play with the comedians in the building. Teddy Ray, Vincent, Lena Oots. Y'all gonna play Black Smart. This is how it works. We're gonna give y'all three questions. Y'all can work as a team today. We're gonna give y'all three questions. If y'all get 2 to 3 questions correct, y'all win. Y'all are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we taking that hood black card.
Oh, man.
We played the hood black Jeopardy way. We give you the answer, and you give us the question.
I
right?
still got 221 cash on my hood black card.
All right, Bert, what's the category today?
Things black people yell.
All right.
Celebrity children.
And mine is in the movie.
Oh, hell.
All right, we're going to give y'all a chance to get y'all thoughts together right after the DJ Khaled. We're gonna... It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, we got the gang in the building. Teddy Ray, Vince, yes. Lena Oops. We're playing Black Smart. We got to give y'all 3 questions. If you get 2 or 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart.
What we win?
You get to keep your black card.
Yeah, you get to keep your black card.
That ain't winning nothing. I'm leaving with the same thing I came with.
Man.
You know what? Just play the game.
You still have a high percentage of getting pulled over by the
police. Embarrass me if I get it wrong, but then now when I win.
We'll congratulate you. Yeah, we're going to lift you up.
You get to give a shout out to God. Yeah.
King, remember when you said.
All right, King. All right, King.
You know we're not finna physically lift you up, bro. Why even suggest that?
Teddy, you said we like you was gonna help if they was gonna
I'm
do
the main
it.
One that got the strength in here for you.
For us.
For me. Now I use my leg strength for me.
Yeah, Teddy ain't really that big.
So what?
Teddy really ain't that big.
Okay.
I almost cussed on the radio.
Hey, you know, I hate seeing two big people argue, so that's why I was like, you know, if they want to take you to the other side, they can have you. Congratulations, King. Hey. You officially not big.
Shout out to all my in
you
shape.
You feel me? You done graduated. You know what I mean?
No matter what your shape is, as long as you in it, you in shape.
You feel?
Y'all ready to play the game, man? All right, y'all got three categories. Jessica, what's your category?
Celebrity children.
Birth.
Things black people yell.
And mine is in the movie. So y'all get to pick a category. What category would y'all like?
Let's go with things black people yell first.
It's still censored.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Make sure you say that.
Things black people yell when the first black person get killed in a horror movie.
I know you lying.
Why was you even over there?
I'll take it.
Things black people yell at is they kids.
Wait, what? Y'all got the answer right. Don't even worry
my
about it.
My fault. What were we saying?
Don't worry about it. They got the answer right.
We got it.
Black people don't yell at they kids.
Teddy, they got it. They got it, Teddy.
Black people yell.
Teddy, they got it.
Oh. In the movie. Vince said, I know you lying. And I said, why would you even over there? Then you said, at they kids.
I thought we was talking about things black people yell at.
No, not Teddy. We good. No. They got it for you. You good.
No. I thought we yell at movies.
If you are a teacher in the Los Angeles part,
y'all
Crenshaw.
Y'all got it correct, because Vince answered first.
If you are a teacher in the Los Angeles district, please reach out to Teddy Ray.
Shout out LAUSD, man. Miss Weathersby. I see you, baby.
Don't shout her out.
It's always one teacher, ain't it?
Yeah.
She broke through.
Yeah. Because she was a real one, bro. She, yeah. You know.
Teddy, I know what's going on with you, Teddy.
Miss Weathersby will let me roll up.
We got two more questions.
Well, y'all got that one right. If you get one correct, you win. If you miss it, you got another chance. So, what category would you like? You want to stay in the same category or you want another?
Let's switch categories. Let's go to Jessica category.
Okay, Jessica category.
Name the parents. I'm sorry, my bad. Name the parents of this child. Ice Davis.
Who is Gucci Man?
Oh,
you are correct.
What's the other parent?
Who is Keisha Kiel?
There you go. Correct.
There we go.
There you go. Yo, Black Smart today. Look at these black comedians here, Black Smart. Yay. Black men. These black kids.
Hey, and just to rub it in, just for the high score, let's go ahead and do yours too, Larry.
In the movie, Love Jones.
Oh.
This was Lorenz Tate's character name.
Oh.
Darius.
Love Hall.
He got it. His name was Darius.
Was it Love Hall, though?
He didn't need a last name.
I was going to say, who was the little thirsty dude in the leather coat? Because he was thirsty. I made the mixtape for you. Because you remember how you said you wanted that album, and I told you it wasn't no album. It was one. I had hid it from you.
And that movie was mids.
It was Reggie.
No, it's not. Love Jones?
That's what he said, bro. Why are you looking at me?
Love Jones needs an Oscar. What is you talking about?
That boy Teddy got some man both our blood pressures raised. What was that?
Oh, yeah. No Limit Larry in the morning. Take Power 98 everywhere. With our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug. What's up, Power 98.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's a Friday fun day. Burp, you been back in the lab.
Back in the lab, man. You know, the Timbo Radio had to drop another song for y'all out here in these streets. Y'all need to go ahead and stop playing. Y'all want to be outside. Y'all want to wear a mask. Go ahead and get that vaccine. Drop it on them, Larry.
Tell your friends to check your song out, man.
Hey, guys, check my song out. That was weird.
Y'all don't want to get this vaccine, but y'all want to go party. You want to go in the club. You want to go eat. You want to be out in public, but don't want to wear no mask. Y'all need to get this vaccine. I don't wanna catch the VID, nope.
I don't wanna go back to quarantine. I'm sick of seeing people standing 6 feet. Yeah. COVID protocols and mass policies. Get that vaccine. Nope. Get that vaccine. Woo. Get that vaccine. Yeah. Get that vaccine. Okay. Get that vaccine. Yeah. Get that vaccine. What? Get that vaccine. Okay. Get that vaccine. I just wanna get back to normalcy. Giving people hugs and kids playing in the streets. Yeah. I done bought these new teeth I wanna flaunt. And beer is the only corona that I want.
We getting drunk.
Wash your hands or it will catch you slipping. Isolated by yourself 10 days, you'll be sitting.
Sit down.
If you can't smell or you can't taste, you better not bring your sick ass in this place. I don't want the corona. By myself, I'm a loner. Pandemic made me a stoner. Blowing okay. Police like a clover. Them boys ain't working the corner. Trying to get the dough like Homer. I'm on my grind like a rotor. And I keep pushing like Mona.
Okay.
I got a mask.
Got a mask.
So many masks.
So many masks.
I cannot breathe. I cannot focus on my task.
I can't focus.
I got a mask.
Got a mask.
So many masks.
So many masks.
I cannot breathe. I cannot focus on my task. I don't wanna catch that B.I.D. No, I don't wanna go back to quarantine.
I ain't going.
I'm sick of seeing people standing 6 feet. COVID protocols and mass policies. Get that vaccine.
Yeah.
Get that vaccine.
Yeah.
Get that vaccine.
Yeah.
Get that vaccine.
Yeah.
Get that vaccine.
Okay.
Get that vaccine.
What we doing?
Get that vaccine.
Get that pill.
Get that vaccine.
We getting stuff.
I got a mask. So many masks. I cannot breathe, I cannot focus on my task.
Moderna, Pfizer, gang gang, pick one. Yeah, we don't rock with Johnson & Johnson. Y'all keep y'all ass in the house.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best of the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.